Good afternoon, evening. This is Carol Wolfley with the Pacifica Elections Committee meeting May 3rd, 2022. And I'm going to ask our interim secretary, Myla Reason, to please take the roll.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Bert Cohen. Am I hearing Bert, or is I heard something?
No.
Would you all? Okay. All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, I believe we just heard from you. Are you still with us?
I am.
Great. Great. Don Boldmacher, have you joined us yet? No. Okay. Dee Dee Halleck, are you here? No. Okay. William Heerwagon, can we hear from you?
Present.
Oh, great. Okay. Did you say Dee Dee is here as well, William? No. Okay. Evelia Jones, we heard you before. Are you still with us?
I'm present.
Great. Mike Lewis, have you joined us yet? Not hearing Mike Lewis. John Mack, Kelly McPherson, have you joined our call? Don't hear you. Michael Novick, did you manage to get through?
Yes, present.
Great. Okay, and I'm present. Sean Rhodes, I heard you earlier. Are you still with us?
I am still here.
Wonderful. Aki Tanaka, are you on the call now?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. And our chair, Carol Wolfley, called the meeting to order. Are we joined by our executive director, Stephanie Wells, today? I'm not hearing Stephanie. And then we have two new members from CFW. Minerva Sanders, are you still on the call?
It was Violetta that was on the call. I don't think Minerva's on yet. Violetta,
yeah,
are you here?
This is Violetta. I'm still here. Violetta,
okay,
Diamond.
I thought I actually heard from Minerva earlier, I think. So
yeah,
great.
You did.
Okay. So can you tell me, Violetta, did PFW hold elections to send delegates to the Elections Committee? Is that correct?
Yes,
there were only two nominees.
Right.
And hi, this is Minerva Sanders. I was on. I had my phone muted.
Great. I thought I heard you before. Okay.
Mike Lewis is aboard.
Wonderful. Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
Okay.
Okay, so we're still waiting for Max, Don Max, Kelly McPherson, and Don Goldmacher, and Dee Dee Halleck, and Bert Cohen. But we have quorum.
Yeah,
Don Goldmacher, I'm here.
Hey,
good,
here.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, I think we can start the meeting.
Thank you. How many people are here, Myla?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Thank you. Okay, we do have quorum. Thank you. We need to appoint a timekeeper for agenda items. So would somebody be willing to... Aki, you had done it last time. Did you want to be timekeeper again?
Sure, I can do it. Only thing is how much time are you going to set for cost saving? Item 8.
20 minutes.
Okay, all right.
May I be recognized, Carol? This is Myla.
Yeah.
The agenda that you sent out, the draft, said that we would have a time certain for executive session of 8 p.m., so I'd like to suggest that when we're discussing the cost savings at that end by 8 p.m. so that we can move into executive session. So however much time we have, that being the last item on the open session agenda, that we'll cut it off at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you. So is anyone opposed to that? Okay, thank you. Then we'll go ahead with that. And I would like to suggest for timing that in our discussions we keep it to 90 seconds. Is that okay? And then when after 90 seconds, does the person finish up with their sentence?
That sounds good. Now, Carol, I'd like to remind you that we have a very short window here because we started late.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. All right. I'd like to move on to item 4, approve agenda. Is everyone okay with the agenda? Anyone opposed?
Carol, this is Myla again. Did you see my change to the agenda, which was simply to put the motion for the next meeting right
number
after?
Six. Yes,
yeah.
I see that. Yeah.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the staff.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Because we had two people here who were not officially notified, I doubt that they have the agenda. You might want to quickly read the agenda for them.
Number one, call to order. Number two, roll call. Number three, appoint timekeeper for agenda items. Number four, approve agenda. Number five, approve minutes from previous meeting. Number six, motion for the next meeting to be on May 17th with the election of chair and secretary. Members may send nominations by email to members of the committee before or during the May 17th meeting, with voting at the May 17th 2022 meeting. We may want to look at the time or the date of that if there is an issue for the WPFW members. Number seven is election funding possibilities. And number eight is possible savings proposals. Number nine is time certain executive session, 8 p.m. Eastern time. This meeting may include an executive session. This may include a motion related to the need for neutrality in Pacifica election communications and ruling that those hired or contracted for work related to the election be neutral and free of possible conflicts of interest. Report out from executive session, adjourn time, 9 p.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Okay, so time is up on the agenda.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. It's my luck.
Is there a second?
A second.
Is anyone opposed?
Chair, not opposed, but well, I'll wait to the vote. I just have a question. This is Vanessa.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I don't have that agenda. I have a much, 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 much more compressed agenda with about 3 or 4 items. So I'm just wondering where that agenda came from and when it was distributed.
Myla made some changes to it in the last hour or two, and so Myla, can you resend?
Vanessa, I sent it out at 3:34 my time, which was 6:34 your time, and the subject line is draft agenda, PNB Elections Committee, May 3rd.
Okay, I'll look for it.
Okay.
Can you just resend it, Myla, to everyone?
I just sent it within the last hour, Teresa.
And this is Minerva Sanders to the stack, please.
Thank you, Minerva.
And unfortunately, Minerva, I don't have your email, and I don't have Violetta Diamond's email either.
That's what I was going to add.
You
need our email.
So I'm wondering whether Vanessa can send this to both of you and copy me so that I will have your email. And Otis McClay needs it as well.
Okay, thank you.
Secretary, I'm looking for the email from you.
You're not seeing it.
Resend it, Myla?
I just did.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Let's
All
keep
right.
moving.
So I know you had a question. I just want to check back. Is everyone okay with this agenda? And if so, then we'll go on to the next item. Was there any opposition? Then I'm going to go on to item 5, approved minutes from the previous meeting. Does anyone have the minutes?
I believe I saw them. I move that we approve them. This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Teresa. Is there a second? I didn't hear someone speaking, but I did not hear a second.
I'll second my vote.
Hi, Sean. We are on the Maestro call at this point.
Jesus Christ. I'll try that then.
Try again.
Not
it didn't work before, but everyone is on now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Sean?
We heard, yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to make it through. All right. Sean is going to be joining us hopefully now. Okay, approved minutes from the previous meeting. Did I have a second for approving the minutes?
Who seconded it?
I didn't hear a second.
I did.
Oh, Avalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, please state your name when you make a motion or a second. It's very hard to keep track of the world.
Yeah, say your name, please, and ask to be recognized. Yes.
Excuse me. This is Mac again. I'm still getting a busy signal and via Maestro.
Okay. You could stay on Zoom if you want and... Can everybody hear Sean? He cannot get on. Try one more time, Sean. And if you can't, just try one more time. See if you can get in. And if you can't, maybe you can stay on with us on the Zoom.
Try. I'm not sure I can do Zoom and
no.
Call at the same time. I'll find out. One way to find out.
Okay. I can put my volume up on my computer, and that will let you call in.
Chair?
Yes.
I don't see the minutes. I don't see draft minutes. Are they included in this new email that I just haven't completely read yet?
Okay, Sean, I'm going to put my phone on speakerphone. Go ahead, Vanessa. Will you say that again? And I want to see if Sean can hear.
Yeah, I'm going to get my laptop.
Okay, I'm asking about the minutes. I don't see the draft minutes. Were they included?
Can you please resend the draft minutes?
So that was a different email?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, Carol. This is Myla. Can I have the floor, please?
Yes, please.
May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Myla.
I sent the draft minutes twice, and I sent them a few weeks ago, and then I sent them yesterday for everyone's convenience, and what I always do when I send something or I try to do is in brackets I put PNB elections in the subject line. And so the subject line is PNB elections in brackets and then agenda, motion, and revised draft minutes for 4/5/22 meeting. And I did send that yesterday I sent it yesterday at 7:33 p.m. California time, which would have been 10:33 on the East Coast, 10:33 p.m. And as I said, that is the second time I resent them because just for everybody's convenience. And I'm going to send them. Wait, hang on, hold on. I'm going to send them all again. And I'm going to have to. I can't forward everything. Listen, please look in your email.
I'm looking.
And see if you can find it, because I did send it after the meeting, and then I sent it again yesterday.
Hey, can someone help Myla, please, by resending the minutes if you can find them?
If they could use, I sent an email that includes Minerva Violetta and an alternate email address for me. If it's possible for them to use that. That email list, if possible.
Yes. Thank you, Vanessa. Could someone call Otis and tell... Teresa, could you call Otis and tell him that Sean can't get in? Sean, can you... I see you're muted, but...
I'm here.
Can you hear people from my speakerphone or not?
I can so far.
Okay, good. All right.
Michael Novick to the SEC.
Go ahead, Mike.
My concern is that if Sean has trouble getting in now, they will all have trouble switching over to the executive session with a different code. So I think we should be prepared to have the Zoom again, just in case.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. All right. Well, I'm really appreciating patience and trying to work with us. We'll get to that in a little bit about the executive session. So let's go ahead. I'd like to, while we're waiting for the minutes from the previous meeting, I'd like to go ahead with Vanessa. Did you ever get the minutes?
No. No.
Was anybody able to find the minutes to send to Vanessa? Michael Novick, I think you had those minutes, right? Could you forward them back to the committee?
I'll check and see if I downloaded them. Hang on.
Thank you. While we're waiting for people to work on the minutes situation, I'd like item 6, which is the motion for the next meeting to be on May 17th with the chair and secretary. I think what we may want to do is just start and see if the May 17th meeting time is Nessa, Minerva?
It's or Violetta and Minerva.
Yeah, can you all tell us what's going on with your scheduling issues so we can try?
Our outreach community meeting, this is Violetta, is the first Tuesday of every month.
First Tuesday.
What time would the May 17th meeting be?
We've been scheduled for the first and third Tuesdays of every month.
Okay.
But yours is the first.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Chair Vanessa asking here. Okay. So if it remains on the first Tuesday, that's going to cut out both of the PSW. It'll be okay for me, but not for the other two.
But the third Tuesday is okay?
The first Tuesday is not okay, but the third one is okay with me.
Okay.
This is Minerva. The third one is okay with me as well.
Oh, thank you. What I would like to do, if possible, is to schedule for the May 17th meeting on the third Tuesday, so I'm hearing that you're able to make that. And I would like us to send out, does anybody have access to a doodle, that we could set up a doodle and try and figure out when we can have our other meeting? Maybe we could do it. We could figure it out, but does anyone have access to a doodle? Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and plan on the meeting on the 17th, and we can go in more.
Teresa, for the stack.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've already sketched. If you look at KPFTX, you see that the outreach WPFW outreach meeting is scheduled for the 3rd, and the KPFT Development Committee is scheduled for the 17th. They're scheduled at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is 4 p.m. your time. Do you want to try moving this meeting back an hour? Would the people at WPFW be able to take another call with an hour for their outreach committee?
Minerva to the stack.
Go ahead, Minerva.
I was going to share that with our outreach committee meeting, it's normally an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and 30 minutes. So if you're saying that instead of doing it at 6, it would be, 7, it would be 6 o'clock our time. Is that what you're saying?
No. Maybe
on the
we
first
should,
Tuesday?
Okay. It would be 8:30 your time. We could schedule it 8:30
okay.
at your time if it would be okay with everyone else. 8:30 Eastern, which would be 7:30 Central, which would be 5:30 on the West Coast.
Okay, I'm right now. We're now, Teresa. We're talking about May 17th. I would like us to just see if everybody's able to make May 17th at 4.
Well, I'm chairing a meeting on the 17th, and we have it scheduled for the 3rd. But if you know, I try really hard to take my local meetings and schedule them around the national meetings. But are you saying that you want me to permanently change my KPFT development meetings?
Well, that's what we had agreed on at the last meeting. We had talked about first and third Tuesday.
Chair?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Is that
you know, yeah. You know, if you have a meeting where everybody can attend, that's sort of an infeasible thing. It's something that, you have to accept the fact that, any time it's always going to be an issue. But the time for this is over, then you should be going to the 10 minutes of cost saving.
Okay. So what I would like to do is see if would somebody, I would entertain a motion, this motion for the next meeting to be on May 17th. With the election of the chair and secretary, members may send nominations by email to members of the committee before or during the May 17th meeting, with voting at the May 17th meeting. Teresa, I wonder if you would be willing to, and for us to keep this May 17th meeting and to go forward and to figure out for the following meetings.
This is Myla, so moved.
Okay, is there a second?
We don't need a second in the committee.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any objection to as made?
Chair, point of information, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Are we talking about May 17 at 7 p.m.? Is that what you're talking? I just wanted to be clear about the time.
Eastern time, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Is there any objection to that date and time and the election? Okay. Hearing none, motion passes. But I would like to invite people to email any nominations before the meeting, or we can have the additional nominations at the meeting. Thank you. Okay. I'd like to go on to the next item, item 7, 2022 election funding possibility, and this is 10 minutes. Okay. We, at the last meeting, talked about we made a motion to the body and that we urged the executive director to go ahead and hire a national election supervisor. So in following up on that, I believe that some people have... Does anybody have suggestions about funding possibilities for the next election?
Madam Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Myla.
I have a motion that I sent out to everybody yesterday regarding this topic. Now I'm actually looking for it because with all the commotion, I've kind of misplaced things. But just give me a moment here, and I would like to read my motion if possible.
Go ahead.
Just a second. Let me just ask Vanessa. Did you see? I resent just to you.
I did. I got them just to me.
So that also has the wording for this motion. And now I'm.
I could read it if you want, Michael. Now look here.
Thank you, Michael.
For the National Day of Programming.
Yes.
Okay. Please. Go ahead and read it, please.
Whereas Article 4 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaw states that members of each radio station shall elect delegates for the foundation radio station with which the member is affiliated, and whereas Article 4, Section 3 of the bylaw sets forth the requirement that 3 staff delegates and 9 listed spotted delegates for each of the foundation radio station shall be elected this year, be it resolved that the Elections Committee of the Pacifica National Board calls on the Pacifica Foundation to conduct the Pacifica Network-wide Day of Programming and Fundraising to raise awareness about the delegate election process and help defray the costs of conducting required 2022 Pacifica delegate elections.
Thank you, Michael. Does anybody second? Oh, I guess we don't need a second.
Okay. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, if we're going to be raising money, if Pacific is going to be raising money, we should be raising money for operations, not for an operation like this, not for a thing like this. Can't think of the right word. But I don't think we should need separate fundraising.
Okay. Someone else to the stack?
Vanessa to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I agree with that perspective, that this is a nice to have. And we have so many things that are a need to have, and that's where we should, I think, more appropriately focus our attention.
Vanessa, I can't hear you very well.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. I'm going to come off speaker. So can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I agree with the previous speaker, and I think that this motion represents a nice to have, and we have so many things that are a need to have, and that's where we should appropriately focus our attention.
Mac on the stack.
Teresa for the stack.
Mac, go ahead.
Well, if we don't pay for everything else, there's nothing to elect these people to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the prior two members were saying. That's what I heard, and I agree. If we don't pay for other things, there's nothing to elect these people to.
Michael, let's go to the point of order.
Go ahead, Michael.
It's 5:01 p.m. In California. I assume that's 8:01 in the East Coast, which was the time certain to go to executive session.
Teresa for the stack.
Teresa, go ahead.
Can I move that we postpone the time certain for executive session for 15 minutes?
Go ahead, and I accept that as a motion.
You want to ask if there's an objection?
Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, let's extend for 15
Teresa
minutes.
For the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
You know, I agree that we have a very serious money issue, but there are so there are some people that are so passionate about our bylaws. They didn't want any other bylaws. They wanted these bylaws. And these bylaws say we have to have an election. That's our governance. So one option is that those people whose terms will expire, that they just drop off, and those people that were elected this past year will continue in governance. That's one option. Another option is to have this fundraiser, because I think there are some people that are so passionate about their right to elect people to the board who would have balanced budgets, that we let them contribute toward the election because they want it to happen. And I think some of them will pay for everybody because they want an election. I mean, and maybe if you're a person that thought you were elected and then found out that somebody took your name off and, you know, for a reason you can't understand, maybe you would be willing to pay because you feel wronged, and all the people that voted for you feel that you've been wronged. So if we can't, you know, maybe if we can't get that, if we can't get that KPFK situation resolved, then certainly that those are several options that we have.
Thank you, Teresa. I believe Mac was on the stack. Go ahead, Mac.
No, I said my piece, and I appreciate Teresa's thought.
Okay. Anyone else for this stack?
This is Vanessa to the stack.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So the jury is out just a little bit in terms of how seriously or whether to respond to that New Day high strike about the bylaws and about the KPFK election. We can go into...
I can't hear you now, Vanessa.
And now you can't hear me. Okay. We can certainly take some time, if people want to raise those issues and make it part of this discussion, to go into some detail about that. However... notwithstanding those, I think, inappropriate and sarcastic remarks.
Oh, I'm not being sarcastic.
Okay, I'm speaking. Thank you. I maintain my position that it is a nice to have rather than a need to have. In years past, I know it has occurred. I have seen it for myself and other people, that when we could not have an election, rather than spend money that we did not have to spend, rather than have people buy their seats to get, or whatever's being proposed, that terms were extended. If someone had not termed out, then terms were extended. So there are definitely other ways to deal with a bylaws provision, a democratic bylaws, not perfect, but democratic, not elitist, not racist, but democratic, and there are other ways to manage that other than what's been proposed.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
If you read the bylaws, Article 4 of the bylaws, there is absolutely no provision to extend the terms of delegates. Extending the terms of delegates would require amending the bylaws. If in the past terms have been extended, that was illegal and contrary to the bylaws that we're operating under currently. It's very clear, if you look at the bylaws, that an election is required this year. So we're trying to figure out how to comply with the law. We are legally bound. We are licensed. We are a corporation licensed by the state of California, guided by California Corporation Code. And we have a responsibility, a legal responsibility, to follow the bylaws of the Pacifica National Radio Foundation. And the bylaws call for an election this year, so we're trying to figure out a way of funding that legally requires obligation. That's what it's all about. So it's not, well, it would be nice, and I don't think we should devote a lot of time back and forth. I'd like to, you know, we should have somebody speaking for it, someone speaking against it, but not endless discussion. But Vanessa, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not chairing, so Carol, take it away.
Okay.
So this is Vanessa to the stack, notwithstanding that suggestion. Vanessa to the stack, requesting the chair from the chair.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, I don't know what circumstances existed previously for terms to be extended. Someone with more knowledge of the history. So I'm all for observing the bylaws, but we also have to take into account the very realistic financial situation. And so I presume, but we certainly can check, to see what occurred that allowed the legal extension of the terms. And whatever we recommend, it's simply going to the PNB for a final vote. So this would just be our recommendation, but I certainly don't support it.
Anyone else? Stack. Go ahead. Was that Teresa?
Yes. 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 I think that we should probably send it to the national board. There have been times when there have, for example, a station has not had enough candidates, or some sort of irregularities where, for a time, they were not even represented on the national board. And I don't know off the top of my head who made those decisions, but we certainly want, no matter what the decision is, we want someone that is impartial to make this decision, because there are people right now that, you know, are very covetous of their seats. You know, they're there, and they feel, you know, they might feel that, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, but there are other people, and we're trying not to go into any legal situations. But there are people that are voters and candidates that are concerned. And so they want an honest election that's maintained by somebody that experience, you know, that's showing neutrality and integrity. So I would say we can vote for this, and we can send it to the national board and see if they have any other options.
All right. Are we ready to vote?
We have 5 minutes up.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think we're ready to vote.
Myla, will you take the vote?
Yeah. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Point of information. This is Don Goldmacher. I'm just getting on this call. What is the motion?
Oh, Myla, will you, Michael Novak, will you reread the motion, please? It's to have a one-day event to fund an election.
National election. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, since we do have some time, perhaps Donald would like to speak to the motion. Can I read it one more time, please?
I don't think we need to read it one more
time.
We don't
have the time.
Let's really be time conscious, because we only have a few minutes.
Okay. Teresa voted yes. Mm-hmm. Bert Cohen, have you joined the call? Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher votes yes. Dee Dee Halleck, have you joined the call? William Hairwagon?
No.
How do you vote? William Hairwagon votes no. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Mike Lewis, how do you vote?
Yes. Yes.
Mike Lewis votes yes. Mac, Don Kelly McPherson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Mac, Don Kelly McPherson votes yes. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
Pass.
This is Myla Reason, I vote yes. John Rhodes, how do you vote?
Abstain.
John Rhodes abstains. Aki Tanaka, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Thank you, Aki votes yes. Carol Wolf, I'll come to you last. Minerva Sanders, how do you vote? I'll come back. I'm sorry, I couldn't. Could you speak up just a little, Minerva?
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me ask, can you read the motion or share the motion?
Yeah, let me just read it one more time, Carol. The PNB Elections Committee motion reads as follows. Whereas Article 4 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws states that members of each radio station shall elect delegates for the foundation radio station with which the member is affiliated, and whereas Article 4, Section 3 of the bylaws sets forth the requirement that 3 staff delegates and 9 listener sponsor delegates for each of the foundation radio stations shall be elected this year, be it resolved that the Elections Committee of the Pacifica National Board calls on the Pacifica Foundation to conduct a Pacifica network-wide day of programming and fundraising to raise awareness about the delegate election process and help defray the cost of conducting required 2022 Pacifica delegate election.
How do you vote?
Minerva, did you hear? Are you ready to vote?
My mute on. I'm sorry. I'm voting no at this time.
All right. And Violetta Diamond, how are you voting?
No.
Okay, so circling back, Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Carol?
I vote yes.
Okay. And circling back, we did not hear from Bert Cohen or Dee Dee Halleck. And so, and Michael Novick, you pass? You pass?
No.
You're voting no, Michael?
No, yes. I vote no, that's correct.
Okay. So 1 minute, let me count.
Aki, what's our time on this? Where are we?
We're finished, so this is fine. This is just the end point, so you have to go to executive now.
Carol, just give me a second here, okay, please? I'm going to have to recount. Sorry, people. Sorry. I'm getting 5 no's and 8 yes.
I agree.
The motion passes.
And one abstention.
One abstention, yes.
Right, and one abstention, yes.
Question, who abstained?
Sean Rhodes abstained.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I might say I am submitting a director's inspection request to see the expenses from the 2021 election, including any associated legal fees, and also I'm requesting a tally of the number of voter members at this current time from all of the stations, listeners and staff. And I think that with that information, we can perhaps better make some decisions about cutting costs of the election.
Thank you.
So if there are any directors on this call that want to sign on to that also, just contact me. Thank you.
This is Donald Goldmacher. I'd be happy to sign on. It's an important request. Thanks, Teresa.
Okay, Chair?
Yes,
so how do we get into the closed session?
Okay, is it accurate that we don't have time to talk about cost-saving proposals?
Right, we're out of time.
We're out of time. Okay, I would just like to ask people to look over the last election report that was done that will give you some... There are some itemizations in that to give you an idea of some of the expenses involved, and there are some possibilities for cost saving, and I'd like to continue this item on at our next meeting. So what we will need to do is to go into executive session.